Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how witches can enhance their precious moments. Have you ever had a moment in time where it could have been your birthday or an anniversary or some other joyous occasion, and you wanted to hold on to it because it goes by so fast? Well, I have 3 insights to hold on to those precious moments. The first one is extend it. If it's a birthday, extend it for a week. Enjoy going out with different friends and family members and celebrating each time. And also, make sure you do stuff that's just for you. Something like maybe going to a movie by yourself. Just treating yourself. Especially if this is a movie that you know nobody wants to see. The biggest gift I think one could give oneself is time. Time in a luxurious bath. Time to meditate. Time just to be with yourself and the gods. The second insight is turn your focus beyond yourself. Sometimes when you do things to just feel good, it's not as pleasant as it could be. We notice on Facebook that some people raise money for their favorite charity during their birthday time. Some people on their birthday reach out to others and give them gifts. The good feelings are especially heightened when you're with others and you feel connected. The third insight is celebrate with the gods. You can always bring the gods into your celebrations. A simple toast to the god goddess is one way you can put a little bit of ritual into a celebration. You can also do a simple candle ritual to honor the god and goddess and to say thank you for everything that you have gotten and for the wonderful gifts that you've received. Many of us would do better to remember that we are fortunate when we can walk and we can hear and we can see with our eyes. These are all gifts that the gods have given us. Our friends, our family, these are gifts too. It's always great to say thank you with a candle lighting ritual. For some of us, the holiday season can be a real tough time. So if we can turn our attention toward gratitude, we might be relieved of some of that suffering. Suffering is something that we feel on the inside, whereas to give gratitude is kind of like expelling some of that in a positive way. What I mean is, gratitude is looking outward and saying, I do have good parts of my life. A way I can express gratitude is to my family and friends because they help support me in many different ways. I can just be present and help a friend with whatever they need. Or I can say thank you to a family member for helping me with the groceries. So the regular world tends to focus on themselves and in despair and lack and scarcity. But when we, as witches, turn our focus onto others and to experiencing gratitude, we change the whole situation around. It's a much more spiritual way to live in gratitude and not in despair and suffering. I'm not telling you not to feel sadness. It's there. But what I am suggesting is maybe focus your attention away from it into giving and being grateful. In summary, the first insight was extend it. The second insight was turn your focus beyond yourself. And the third insight was celebrate with the gods. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. To go further and deeper, you can join me at GoddessHasYourBack.com. You can also read one of my 9 books or take a class at Udemy.com. My course is Goddess Style Weight Loss. Blessed be.